Blackstone Audio presents Chechen Jihad, Al-Qaeda's Training Ground and the Next Wave of Terror by Yosef Bodansky. When will blood cease to flow in the mountains? When sugar canes grow in the snows? A Caucasian proverb. Introduction. On July 15, 2006, the leaders of the world's most powerful governments arrived in St. Petersburg to discuss international economics, politics, and issues of security at the annual G8 summit. Russian President Vladimir Putin hosted the meeting, and the guest list included President George W. Bush, Prime Minister Tony Blair, Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany, Prime Minister Stephen Harper of Canada, President Jacques Chirac of France, Prime Minister Romano Prodi of Italy, and Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi of Japan. Someone else wanted to crash the meeting. Shamil Basayev, also known by his nom de guerre, Amir Abdallah Shamil Abu Idris, was planning to make this a G8 meeting never to be forgotten. Basayev, a tall, long-bearded 41-year-old, was a hero to some. But to most, he was the nefarious chief of the Islamist jihadists in Chechnya, one of the most feared terrorists in the world. He had masterminded the 2002 siege of the Dubrovka Theatre in Moscow, which led to the deaths of 129 hostages and 42 terrorists, and the 2004 siege of a secondary school in Beslan, Russia, where 344 civilians were killed, 186 of them children.